Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I need to apologize.
Well, we've known that for a long time. But
sure?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I was going to Amherst the other day. And I don't know if you've been, like when you try to get off on the turnpike over there in Amherst, have you guys ever done this?
Yeah. It's what? Route 58, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the turnpike's going through this whole thing where now you don't have to. They're not. They don't have attendance there.
Kind of weird.
So, but this is a cash only.
Pull up
one
to the booth, and there's no, you know, no fence to bust through.
Right. So I did a quick thing, but this had an arm.
Oh.
So I had pulled a ticket coming through the other way.
Did you smash it?
No, I pulled up to the self pay stand.
Yeah.
And I pulled up, and I knew it was only like a buck.
You pay it forward?
No.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and first of all, I'm trying to figure out where to put the ticket in. So finally, I put the ticket in. And it doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do? There's only one car behind me at that point. And so I'm like, okay, I got a second here. So then I put it back in. It doesn't work again. I look back. There must have been 15 cars behind me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Am I going to back out to try to get out of this thing? Because I can't get the ticket to work. And then I realized I needed to turn the ticket over. So I apologize to all those people that were sitting there on Saturday morning.
Who were behind you?
Who were behind me in Amherst. That was me telling you. I'm the guy that was the idiot at the toll booth that couldn't figure it out. And by the way, the person who was in front of me, she had the same problem. And I didn't realize. I was like, what's taking so long? I can't imagine what the
Shouldn't
people were
the
thinking.
Sensor work on either side of the card so you,
you
avoid
would
that?
Think, right? You would think that. But I, it took me a second. I was like, oh, the scan thing is here.
NIL has paid off a player who played college football a long time ago.
It's about time.
Is it about time?
Yes.
Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back, folks. The Heisman Trust announced today formal reinstatement of the trophy to Reggie. And why? Quote, unquote, enormous changes in the college football landscape.
So the Heisman Trust said it was okay, right? Well, they're the ones that gave him back the trophy.
They gave him back the trophy.
Okay.
They're the ones in charge.
Leads to another question.
Well, let's talk about this one.
Okay.
Should he get the Heisman Trophy back?
Yes, he should get it back.
See, you're already doing what Terry Pluto talked about. We didn't even have a chance to discuss the topic.
You're I was already on to the next one. You're right, man.
You're already on to the next one. We can't discuss and enjoy this story.
No, we cannot enjoy
Reggie,
the story.
A wrong should has been righted.
Should he get his trophy back?
I think he should.
Jeff, did not expect that from you.
No, I think he should. Were there shady things going on maybe when, you know, at the time? And maybe some things were violated? Yeah, probably so. But guess what, Andy? Shady things have been going on in college football for decades. And we decide Reggie's the guy we're gonna nail him.
Well, I mean, you wanted to set a precedent so that nobody else would do shady things. How'd that work out? Now we have NIL.
Yeah, that's how it
works. Now everything is above the table.
They just decided, you know what, all those shady things, well, let's just make them legal.
I give the Heisman Trust credit for saying the game has changed.
Right. You're right.
And what he did, you know, it's not the same thing. So we can give him back his trophy. It's all right. Now is he allowed to do Heisman House commercials?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be in that house.
Johnny Manziel chiming in on ESPN had his tweet on there. Thank you, Heisman Trophy, for doing what's right and welcoming a storied member of our history back into the fold. Because Johnny never did anything wrong.
Reggie, Bring the swan.
Many voices throughout the process that stood on the table for Reggie simply because of the kind of human being he is. I look forward to being on.
Isn't that great?
It's great.
I do. Fine. I have no issues with Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. Good for him.
I had no problem with it. I'm good. How much money did he take?
I don't know. There are all kinds of things and all that. Man, he could flat out play.
Can we go to the next? Oh, nope.
Well, so the question then, does USC get its title back?
Now, see, you've advanced the story. You're going Terry Pluto, national. Terry's right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we had covered what the story was. We'd given our thoughts on the story itself. And
What if Andy and I had more thoughts? You didn't check in?
You know, gentlemen, it's like a tree. You know, you want to set up that fine trunk and then the amount of branches that come off of it.
Bro, I'm about to go Johnny Appleseed really, on you.
Really, you know, make sure that it increases.
Paul Bunyan, probably better. At least you have the flannel shirt on to prove it, though.
But here's the thing. Okay, you took their national championship away. Did you really?
No.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Did you really take Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy away from him? He won the Heisman. Then you took it away.
Vacated games, I think, are the dumbest thing I've
ever
heard.
It's the stupidest thing ever. Did you win him on the field? Great. Are you taking that memory away from me? Great. You're not, because I won the game.
Hey, by the way, Ohio State, you didn't go to the Final Four in 99. You didn't. You really didn't. In case you're wondering, that trip to Florida was just fictitious. Let's give these teams that had these games that were, you know, vacated, just give them back the wins and just go forward. When you consider, I mean, you should look at every, you know, what happened. Ohio State ended up, there were some extra benefits for a guard that was there.
Andy, there have been shady things that have happened, you know, in college athletics for a very, very long time.
No.
And Reggie kind of had the hammer dropped on him. So, okay. You know, were there things that happened that weren't legal at the time? Yeah, probably so. Those things are apparently legal now. And so, good for them. With that in mind, would you like to advance the story?
Well, my question, do you, these vacated wins that teams have had to give up.
For instance?
Ohio State in 99.
There you go.
You just talked about USC. I mean, they happened. What are you supposed to do? They happened. Oh, no, that didn't happen. I just think it's silly. But I mean, if you're really mad at a team for taking money, then you should cut their program. You let the programs move forward. The hard part that I have is that a lot of times these sanctions that were against these teams, they don't mean anything because the coach will leave. Like what Michigan finally gotten a little bit, or the settlement kind of came in on the stuff that was going on with Michigan. Harbaugh's gone. I mean, like, who cares? So the people that should be Jim Tressel, suspended from the NFL before he was able to be a video coordinator for the Colts.
Yeah.
That might have been the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Pretty silly.
Stupid. Just stupid.
So let me ask you.
Should Ohio State get their stuff back? Yes.
You know, I want both of you guys on this. Are you okay with what appears to be basically a free-for-all in college sports now? And I don't mean free-for-all in a bad way.
Really?
I mean, it just about anything seems to go now, right?
I don't
as
have
far as money and yes. paying and everything else, and NIL and everything else. Caitlin Clark, you know, gets a Nike deal, and she'd been negotiating deals before. Good for her. She's mm-hmm. now a pro, so that
right.
works, you know.
Yeah. But if she got it in college, I wouldn't care.
Right. And are you okay with the way it is now? Because it's
I'm okay
it's
with parts
clearly,
of it.
It's clearly like wide open now.
Should the players have been getting paid all along?
Well, in some way, shape, or form, they were to some extent. But if you want to consider, at least for most kids who are at that level, a scholarship being paid in some way.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Way, shape, or form. Yes, there should there have been more than that? Not under the rules. At that point, no. The rules, you know, the rules were you're on scholarship, that's it. The problem is, to me, Andy, the rules became so ridiculous. You know, like, kids couldn't go have a job.
Well, the harder part for me are the jerseys. Schools are selling jerseys with the number. Everybody knew who the number was for, but they couldn't
put a name on it.
They couldn't put a name on it. It was like us calling the grocery store. What'd you call it? Big Bird?
Yes.
Same or kind of thing.
Chunky Duck.
Oh, Chunky Duck.
Massive Sparrow.
Massive Sparrow is a good one.
But like us not wanting to, you know, say that.
Say the name.
Yeah. And so I look at that, and that the players would look up in the stands and see, you know, 10,000 people wearing their jersey, and yet they weren't seeing a dime of it. That's ridiculous. I mean, so the university could just keep raking in the cash off somebody else's name, but they weren't allowed to take any money themselves. To me, that just seems insane.
I think it's kind of insane too. Greg is in Rocky River. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hang on, Greg. Let me punch you. I clicked once.
Hey, you know, I was just saying, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And starting from the president, the prior president, and the one before him, and the one before him, it goes downhill from there, and every Justice Department and everything part about this whole country. And then they want to make rules that affect young people's lives in an adverse way. And I just don't think it's right. It's, you know, it's finally gotten to the point where people are getting a second chance. And if you live by the Bible, you understand everybody gets a second chance. That was Jesus's proclamation. And I've adopted that, and I live by that.
Greg, so, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your thoughts. You know, it goes back, take it in a different direction, Andy. Our entire economy is based on, you know, like free enterprise.
Right.
If you're a college kid and you have something to offer that a business thinks is worthwhile, why couldn't you get paid? Well, now you can.
Yeah.
I mean, is it as simple as I just made it out to be? I think it kind of is.
I like your original question in this. Where are we with college athletics? Like,
are you okay with it?
Yes and no.
Yeah, to me, it's become all the conferences is kind of what bothers me.
Well, that's the only thing left, Jeff. And Dan, I think you'll agree with me that when you look at that, was it Sportico that had the article out earlier this week? That the only thing left to really change to make this thing maybe have some organizations is to get rid of the SEC, is to get rid of the Big Ten.
I know, and to make it like a 40 or a 50 team mega conference type thing.
Yeah, but the bigger question is,
but then what happens to some of the schools that don't get in there?
Well, the other thing is, I don't know that all sports need it. Football needs it. That's it. And maybe basketball. You want to go to basketball? I'll go to basketball with you on that too. I'll follow you.
I think football needs it more. Football definitely needs it. I can see how basketball could use it as well.
The schools would actually, they'd have to get rid. They would have to get rid of that one thing that they're all really still hanging on to, because they have provided the money to allow these universities to keep making more money. And that's the Big Ten and the SEC. Look what happens when you're the Pac-12 and you fall apart in seconds. Right? And so I don't know how to do this without – is that the last piece of the puzzle is getting rid of the Big Ten, getting rid of the SEC, and, yeah, and maybe admitting that Notre Dame had it right all along, yeah, and that if you want to set up your own schedule, do it that way, but then that would mean that every school would then start setting up their own TV contracts, and now you've got the union issue going on with what happened at Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Sportico issue that we talked about for a couple minutes last week was super interesting, and it makes you wonder where we're going with this thing.
I think there are huge things that could be coming down the road. I don't know if they'll be good things or not. But, boy, it's become so outwardly, blatantly driven by the dollar, as if we knew it was before. But now it's just out there, and it's college sports is becoming the live tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all
it's
about
a fair point.
It's all about the cash. Chris Rose, getting ready for the NFL draft. Chris Rose, loving the Guardians. Chris Rose next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.